And so I said to the guy, listen, it isn't my fault that they put volcanoes in the ocean. Oh, hi everybody. This is a Big A from the Hour Bomb. You're listening to the TWR Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community. I don't know if I have anything else to say now. Bye.
Welcome, everyone, to another
fill-in-the-blank edition of the Hour Bomb.
Fill-in-the-blank edition of the Hour
Bomb. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're mad-libbing it up today.
Mad-lib? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Insert adjective here, and that doesn't mean anal.
Apparently, someone didn't do their homework for tonight's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure we're good to go here. Hey, welcome to another insert-the-blank edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
The Big A, Adrian Masters, here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And we're actually joined by a special guest for the first part of our show.
Holy shit, we have a special guest?
Yes, I figured
special
out
special uninvited guest.
I wouldn't say he's uninvited. I asked him to be here.
Oh, well, shit. Why would you ask an Australian to be on the show? You know how I feel about these people.
Hey, you cannot use the terms dingo, and you cannot ask him to throw another shrimp on the Barbie or any other ethnical slurs. You understand me?
Yes.
All right, Jake. You on with us?
Hey. Hey, we have a Jake.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have the one and only. Thank God there's only one of them. Jake Mullins joining us on the show this week.
Yes. He's here to talk about the TNA pay-per-view that just happened.
Do what, Jake?
I just said, fuck you, Adrian.
No.
And let me tell you, that'll probably be the first of many times you're going to tell him that tonight. How about that?
Yep.
All right.
Jake, is it true that you come from a land down under? Leonard Taylor wanted me to do it.
Yeah.
Wow. You
good
got
grief.
Oh,
was
my
that an insult or was, no, it was a fact or what?
It was just a question. I had to ask these things.
Yeah, that was from Blue Wizard.
I didn't know that the Aborigines people were allowed to use microphones and such things.
God.
Oh. Adrian.
My God.
You asked for it, Jake. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway.
Oh, whatever.
So anyway, welcome to the Hour Bomb. This is, for those of you listening for the first time, hey, welcome guys. I don't know why you're listening, but we appreciate it. For those of you tuning in as our regular listeners, and holy shit, we got a party in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, I'll actually do a roll call here.
All right,
hey, crazy it is.
First off, welcome everyone, and now, for your weekly ball grabs, Jason Heath. Actually, Adrian's going to read them off. Jason Heath's going to give you your ball grabs. Shooting from the hip has butt slaps. You do the ball grabs.
Yes.
I don't do ball grabs.
You're doing ball grabs now.
Yes. All right, so who we got in the chat room tonight, Adrian?
All right, we got the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Holy shit.
Ball slap.
No, ball grab.
We're not ball slapping.
We're not slapping balls over here. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
I can't grab? Hell no.
Just say ball cup, then.
Ball cup.
Ball cup.
Okay.
All right, ball cup.
All right, Dr. Zeus.
Ball cup.
Mark, Oklahoma Jones.
Bulk up.
And the Big A.
I ain't doing that to you.
Ball punch.
Oh, we got FTW Podcast. That's Brian Garvin.
Holy
shit.
Brian
Garvin. Bulk up to you.
And Jakey, TWR.
Hey, bulk up.
All right.
So how have all three of you guys been?
You know, I'm all right, I guess. That's I can't good. Complain. I tried watching the TNA pay-per-view and fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Actually, don't lie. We watched Walking Dead.
Well, I turned off the TNA pay-per-view to watch the Walking Dead, yes.
Well, Walking Dead / TNA pay-per-view, I mean, that's about the same, isn't it there, Jake? About the Walking Dead?
Actually, I would rather watch the Walking Dead instead of that pay-per-view, but...
I'm guessing your opinion of it was not high.
Well, we're going to dive into this here shortly.
I mean, I'm not really a big TNA fan, so I watched, like I said, the first hour of it. I thought the Ultimate X match was okay.
Okay.
And I thought the...
Hey, this isn't Bound for Glory time, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, hey, we got links. Mark Jones is... Hey! God damn it, I don't have a song up. Hold on. Son of a bitch. This is how this... Oh, my God.
It's a shrimp on a Barbie doll.
Oh, my God.
Jake, did you click on that?
Click on what?
The link.
Oh, the Mark Jones link?
Yes.
Yeah.
Throw another shrimp.
What the hell is that?
Ain't there another shrimp on the Barbie?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Right. Hey.
I am sorry. I am sorry.
Apparently, Zeus doesn't know the difference between Austria and Australia.
Hey, we got a new... hey, guess who's in the chat room? You ready for it?
Who's that? Hey, it's Mr. Richard 269.
The original Funkadactyl of the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
All right. The original Funkadactyl?
Nope, hold on.
We gotta call his mama.
All right. Somebody call his mama.
That's right, the first ever Hour Bomb Hall of Famer.
And TWR Network Hall of Famer by default.
Yeah, I guess so. Mr. Richard 269. Hey, we got a special invite for you, Richard. Adrian's going to get you some details on that. No, that's not his theme. I just didn't have anything else ready to go. All right, anyway. So, Jake, you doing good for the most part, though?
Angry and confused, but yeah.
Okay, well,
apart from that.
Hey, if you're not angry and confused, you don't belong on our show. How's that sound? As long as you're not sexually confused like Heath. He's the only one that has that
sexually confused.
Hey, a man works with a mop and jizz all day. What do you want?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. So how are you doing, Heath?
Tired.
What in the fuck is that? Dingo's eating a baby.
Oh,
wow. Oh, God.
Let the jokes roll in. I'll take them.
Wow. Again, Jake, I am sorry.
Hey, Zeus says he's here for you.
Best shot, Mark.
They're here for you, Heath. And Blue Wizard's not sexually confused, but emotionally. So that's okay. That's okay. Anyway,
think of Hour Bomb as your, like, in-college podcast. We're experimenting. We're trying new things.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I have no clue. Hey, Adrian.
But he just grabbed a bunch of guys' balls.
He did just kind of grab a bunch of guys' balls, didn't he?
I mean, how do we come back from that?
I don't know. I know how.
Okay.
Give it a second to kick in here.
That's anticlimactic. Oh, there you go.
Wait a minute. We haven't even started the timer yet.
Oh, this is bonus stuff right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe Adrian has something he has to take care of this week.
I do.
Okay.
I said that if somebody gave us a review on iTunes, that person would be the next member inducted into the Hour Bomb Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
So, Jason, if you kindly please, did we get a review?
Yes, we did.
You don't have it up on there.
I'm working on it here shortly.
We got a review.
We did get a review. We got like 8 5-star reviews.
Holy shit.
No, we got people that have rated us, 8 people rated us 5 stars. We've got 6 reviews.
Wow. Okay, so, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I hate iTunes.
Yeah, but what can you do about it? You know,
not use an iPhone?
Yeah, that's what I tell people all the time, but, you know, there's still people that refuse to use Android.
Oh, there we go. I didn't know we could do that. You can't see them all. Like, we would ever be ready to go on this show.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, it's a closer call tonight. We're not going to lie.
Yeah, it kind of is. Sorry, guys.
All right. But Mr. Leonard Taylor, the Blue Wizard, wrote us a nice review on iTunes. So, therefore, I will give the small speech. Leonard Taylor was a hard-working Texas boy from the small town of Aborigines, Texas.
Aborigines, Texas.
Yes. It's where a bunch of Australians migrated to. After leaving the Outback. And they threw shrimp on the barbecue there. And that's how we got, like, barbecue shrimp.
Wow.
Which is delicious. So, tonight we salute you, Blue Wizard Leonard Taylor, maker of the barbecued shrimp on a Barbie.
What?
We appreciate all of your hard work and dedication to the network, and appreciate you as a fan. Therefore, I'm proudly to induct you into the Hour Bomb Hall of Fame. Okay.
Okay. So that's the speech.
We can kill the Hall of Fame music now.
Okay, good. Because that was getting kind of old. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, wrong button. All right. So, and yes, Zeus, that is a challenge. Anyone that goes and reviews the show could end up in the Hour Bomb Hall of Fame.
That was the challenge last week, though. That challenge is over with now.
No, I was just going to have them review it and not tell them the truth.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. He's going to cry. Oh, God. Wow.
All right, so, Jakey?
You with us, buddy?
All right, so tell us about the TNA pay-per-view and how awesome it was.
Okay.
that's never a good sign.
Can we do match-to-match breakdowns?
Sure, let's start with Ultimate X. Do you want to start with the pre-show, or do you even want to count that?
The pre-show's fine.
All right, so the pre-show, you had the Tag Team Gauntlet for the number one contendership of the tag team titles.
Okay.
It was Bromance.
Did any of you actually watch this?
I tried to, but I couldn't get the feed working in time.
He tried to watch part of it.
I
will vouch for him. He tried to watch part of it.
The feed I had stopped working. That's another reason I stopped watching the pay-per-view, too.
You mean you didn't pay for it?
Heck no.
Who pays for those things, anyway?
We do every single time.
I was going to pay for it. I was actually thinking about paying for it.
But did you pay for it?
Always buy Bound for Glory and WrestleMania each year and watch that, but thank God I didn't do it this year.
That bad, huh?
It's okay. It was okay. Let's just get on with the matches.
Alright, okay. So the first match was the Gauntlet match. Bad Influence versus Joseph Park and EY versus the Bromans versus Chavo and Hernandez.
You know, this match wasn't that bad at all. If I remember correctly, Chavo and Hernandez were the first eliminated by Bad Influence.
Okay.
And then Abyss and what's his name? Eric Young.
Yeah.
They beat Jobbers, or whatever you want to call them, Bad Influence.
Okay.
And the Bromans won the whole entire gauntlet. The number one contenders. You know, I didn't actually mind that match or the outcome at all. I quite like the Bromans as a tag team. Thought they are, anyway.
They seem kind of entertaining from what I saw.
Let me ask you guys a question. Who the hell are the Bromans? Maybe you should answer that one, Jake.
Robbie E. and Jesse Godders, you know?
Oh, you mean Jesse from Big Brother?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That popular dude.
Wow.
It sounds terrible.
And for the most part, right. I mean, they're entertaining, but they're the entertaining kind of terrible.
Like Santino bad? Or worse than Santino?
Oh no, not Santino bad. Santino's horrible.
Okay. I had to find that baseline.
All right, so I guess we'll get to the actual pay-per-view now. The first match on the card,
who won the match? You didn't go over
there. He said Bromance won.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Bromance won, yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying. You're speaking a foreign language.
There we go. There it is.
I was hoping to get to be the one to work that in, damn it. All right. So the first match, though, was Ultimate X match for the X Division champion, which is Austin Aries versus Manic Depressive versus Chris Sabin versus Joseph Hardy versus Samoa Jack.
You mean Jeff Hardy, dumbass?
Eh, whatever. I'm feeling Mike Adamley tonight.
Jeff Hardy debuted his new another terrible song.
Yeah, I saw
his album.
I saw that on your post on Facebook. Thank God I didn't actually watch it.
It was up to the standard of I don't know if you guys have heard his TNA theme in 2005, but that song sounds like it was made on a radiator with like washing machine fucking in the background. It was fucking horrible.
Good analogy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. He comes out with this old white gear, thinking he's Hardy from 2002.
Which wasn't that good to begin with.
I'm going to put a link of this song in the chat because it's fucking terrible.
Oh, God.
It needs to be heard. If we can get past ads.
Stupid ads.
Oh, someone only gave us a 3-star review.
What? Yeah, they didn't actually write anything. It was so...
Bastards!
That's probably Australians, assholes.
Okay, don't click that link.
Okay.
Alright.
Well, we
can't hear it anyway. His volume's turned down. What are we... Okay, one second, guys. Let's get caught up on some chat room talk. Blue Wizard says... Apple or dicks? Okay. Apparently Zeus posted one. He wants in our Hall of Fame. Okay, nothing important. Continue, guys. Actually, Zeus says Australians be jealous as fuck. Just so you know, Jake.
Hey, you know what? All I got to say for Zeus is try waking up and time to do your show, and then maybe we can talk.
Zeus is an interesting person.
Is that your nice way of saying he's a dick?
Oh, yeah, he told me not to click.
He's not a dick. He's just, you know. He's just Zeus.
Oh my God.
So is the Australian national anthem the same thing as the British national anthem?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Can you get an insult that's actually good?
Well, like, no, I was asking because Mark Jones is what posted that, and yeah. I wasn't sure if that was actually a true thing or not.
So let's continue with this pay-per-view.
Yes, let's.
Jesus.
All right, so we have...
This match was good. I don't care what anyone says. It was good.
It was... I actually enjoyed this because Jeff Hardy didn't win. And that made me happier.
Yeah, I didn't really watch much. I watched some of it. But I'm happy that Jeff Hardy didn't win because I absolutely hate Jeff Hardy.
He wasn't going to win. He was never going to win. I know it's TNA, but he was never going to win.
I was actually... The person I was really pulling for in this match was Austin Aries.
And they were using the ladder during this match. A ladder. No one's used a ladder for an Ultimate X match since freaking Team 3D, just saying.
And you know...
With the heels.
When I watched them pull that ladder in, and they were actually on it, I thought that was against the rules in one of these. I thought that they weren't... ladders weren't allowed.
It wasn't... It's not against the rules. It's just moral... Freaking hell. I can't speak. Sorry.
That's fine.
Morally wrong.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's an X division, like, you have to climb up on the cable.
It's frowned upon.
But Samoa Joe can't do that, so of course he needs the ladder.
Ah.
He'll break the buddy thing.
Yeah, Samoa Joe being in this match didn't make a lot of sense for me.
I thought the X Division was kind of like a cruiser. It had a weight limit, like a cruiserweight title, or am I incorrect on that?
X Division was never fought like that. I mean, Samoa Joe was fat back when he was X Division champion in 2005. It was never really about it was about like a new unique type of wrestling.
Okay,
not just high flying stuff.
Ah, okay,
okay.
So who won that match again?
But,
I think it was Chris Sabin.
Was it Sabin won that match? Good match, though? Was it? I mean, we were talking...
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
People were saying
last... people that didn't belong in it.
Well...
It was good.
All right.
So, the next thing that happened on the pay-per-view, I believe, is Bad Influence came back out, and then we got the Return of Abyss. How excited did that make you?
Not excited. I'll tell you why. Because they've been doing this Joseph Park thing for what, like a year and a half now, and this is the payoff. We get to see Abyss again. You know, the character that his special move is bleed, That's his special move, Blade.
When we were on another...
He bleeds all over the map.
A show that... Remember that time that me and you guest hosted a show that it was on the network that's not on the network anymore?
Oh, are you talking about Wrestling Randomness?
Yes.
Okay.
And remember when we had to watch TNA Wrestling that week?
I do.
Wouldn't Abyss on there then, too?
No, that was Joseph Park.
No, like, because I gave it, like, 6 weeks trial of TNA. And Abyss was on there. He beat the shit out of D-Von, and he was the TV champ. Or if they have a TV title.
The TV title was never seen again.
Yeah, Abyss took it to hell with him.
So, he actually did.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. So...
It was off the side and everything next week.
But, hey, you know what? These are the groundbreaking decisions I expect from TNA.
No wonder they're going back to the Impact Zone.
But I do believe our next...
come on. Come on. No need for that.
All right. So, I believe our next match that we have was the Tag Team Championship match. James Storm and Gunner versus the Bromance. Is that correct?
The ambiguously gay duo?
Yes. Fucking good match.
It actually
really,
was.
Really good match.
I enjoyed this match. I really liked the move that Storm and Gunner did that was kind of like the powerbomb backstabber
power
combo.
Powerbomb and backbreaker, yeah.
But overall, I mean, solid tag team match back and forth here was, certainly.
I didn't even... The fact that the Bromans won the titles didn't... It was okay to me, because that match was actually really good. And they really need to put the belts on an actual tag team, apart from... James Storm and fill in the blank new tag team partner.
I can't argue.
Seems to be the trend now.
I can't argue much with that that logic, but really, let's give it to the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah, why not? They had Mr. Olympia with them.
Yeah, they got Mr. Olympia with them. I mean, that's true.
Still,
I mean, that big star he is.
He's a huge superstar. Huge.
What? You're full of shit.
Oh, you're right, I'm full of shit. I'm talking about TNA.
I know.
And Taz, oh my god, Taz needs to die in a forest fire. I just have to say that.
So you don't appreciate Taz's commentary?
He didn't even care about this match. All he was saying, look at Mr. Olympia over there with his big biceps. I bet he drinks 10 freaking protein shakes a week. Or some bullshit like that. No one cares about him. Focus on the match.
So he was he was bro dreaming over there, huh?
Wow.
But hey, you know what? It's better than like they do on NXT, and that's a bow dream.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to Taz. What happened to Taz? He used to be good. A good commentary. Good commentary. Well, good commentator.
I'm going to say no to that. We just couldn't tell how bad he was until he left.
Well, maybe. I'll rephrase that. He was good with Michael Cole.
Okay. I'm wanting to say we could put you with Michael Cole and you would sound good.
That's not true.
Michael Cole's terrible.
Yeah, Michael Cole's not
that
good.
Him and Taz that, were good.
Hello,
together.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Cole is so bad, you look like Jim Ross compared to him.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See? It'd be the same thing with Mike.
On the WWE commentary.
It would be the same thing as like putting you with Mike Adamly. He's just terrible. So there you go. We thought that Taz was better than he was when it was Mike Adamly and Taz doing commentary on ECW, and we're like, oh my god, Taz is phenomenal. No, you can polish a turd, but it's still turd. There you go.
I still can't say
TNA. I guess he has that. Those three little things where he always refers to him and Kurt Angle wrestling back in ECW and WWE or whatever. And he has like three little sections he says like every match. That's it. He's not an actual commentator. He just goes through the motions.
Yeah.
To me anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
And Mike Tenay is not very good either. Like, he needs to give it up. Whatever.
Blue Wizard says, when you're teamed with Michael Cole and JR, it hides the suck. Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
All right. And Blue Wizard, we're not sure why TNA is still in business. Because Dixie Carter's dad keeps shoving money into it?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. So, Jakey, tell us what happened next on the pay-per-view, because at this point I kind of tuned out after this match.
What did happen next? what were we up to, the tag team match?
Yes.
It must have been that bad for you to forget already.
I know.
Was it the knockouts match?
Was it? Hold on. Get the card up, because I really can't remember.
Yes, it was indeed the knockouts match. Was the next match?
No, that knockouts match was good. It was a good knockouts match. You know, the knockouts have really stepped the game up in the last 6 months. Don't know what it is, whether it's new management or whatever. They're really good. They're having some really good matches.
All right. So
Lady Tampa, let me get started on Lady Tampa. Ugh, this big looking bitch. They had her in gut check 6 months ago, and she was bloody awful. She was. Oh, she couldn't wrestle a lick. And I don't know what happened, but she actually looked like she could wrestle for the most part. Like, a bit. She was supposed to be, like, she's supposed to be that big menacing bodyguard, whatever, for Gail Kim now. And she actually is good at playing that part, I think. What happened was she demolished ODB and Brooke Tessmacher, and Gail Kim got the pin and won the title. And now she's Gail Kim's bodyguard type thing, which I guess is pretty cool. Whatever.
Wait, didn't I see this storyline on SmackDown and Raw the past few weeks, though, when Tamina suddenly became AJ's bodyguard?
Yeah, but let's ignore that. Let's just ignore that. Because as much... Isn't it weird that Lady Tampa and Tamina are both Samoan? That's kind of a ripoff, isn't it?
It is.
Tampa seems to be better at playing that bodyguard role than Tamina, because Tamina's just awful. Yeah. To me, anyway. I mean,
she hasn't been too impressive so far.
She can't even do a finishing move. She lands on her knees when she does that splash.
Hey, any chick that drops down to her knees is okay in my book. That's all I'm saying.
You know, clap for that one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I'll be here all week. All
right, so next match we had was Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode.
Good match, once again. really good match, something you'd actually expect from these two. Actually, before this match happened, the supposed Kurt Angle induction Hall of Fame thing.
Yes, I read about that.
Sting comes out, does his little spiel about how he likes Kurt Angle and all that stuff, and Kurt Angle comes out and declines the offer for the Hall of Fame and says he's not good enough for it. And don't you think that's kind of a slap in the face to their Hall of Fame, kind of?
I think so.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I would have liked it more, actually, if he had been said, I'm too good to be in your Hall of Fame. But the fact that he's trying to be, like, humble about it just kind of didn't seem right.
I get that type of thing where he just got out of rehab, and to have him inducted in the Hall of Fame is a bit, you know, shady. I guess he did say he was retiring soon, so I guess he wants to be that dude that finishes wrestling for real and gets inducted. I guess that's what he wants out of it.
It could be... Sting had an interview late last year, early this year, something like that, where basically he said that once he was put into the TNA Hall of Fame, he felt like he was just put out to pasture. And maybe Kurt Angle doesn't want to have that feeling to himself?
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't think Kurt has any interest in going back to WWE and getting inducted there.
Actually, I think Kurt Angle does have interest in doing that eventually, but...
He could. I mean,
I don't see him having an interest in going back there to wrestle,
I feel
though.
Like Kurt thinks he... TNA's his home, really. I mean, he helped build it, really.
Alright. But, so what happened with this match now? Because I may have missed this match.
It was a good back and forth style match, really. Like, they kept reversing the ankle lock into the crossface, vice versa. Eventually,
So it was reminiscent of the old Angle versus Benoit matches a little bit?
You mean Dean Malenko?
Yeah, kind of.
Sorry, I mean Dean Malenko. I forgot.
Because
Dean Malenko's been edited over everything that Chris Benoit did.
In the end, Kurt Angle goes to the top rope, does an angle slam, top rope angle slam, and he doesn't get up for the count, and basically Bobby Roode just pins him and wins.
That's they kind of played
off the fact that his neck was hurt, and for a second I got kind of scared because I actually thought his neck was hurt because they got the EMTs and stuff out and put the neck brace on him and stuff like that.
Wow.
But eventually he does that thing where he just gets off the stretcher. I'm too much of a man to do this. He just walks out by himself.
Alright, but after, let's see, that left us with, I think, two matches after on the card still, though, didn't it? It was, obviously the main event was not Sting versus Magnus, so how did that match go?
Sting versus Magnus.
Magnus is one of the few people in TNA actually really like, so.
It was boring, to say the least. I mean, really, it was that respect type of match where it's respect, respect, respect. I respect you too. Like, it was nothing. It was just boring, basically.
Do you think it suffered from following a good match like Roode versus Angle, and that's what caused this match to suffer so much?
Yeah, I didn't really understand why that Sting Magnus match was so high on the card. I really thought Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode deserved a higher spot than that.
Well, let's
because it just brought the crowd down so much. It was just boring.
Let's not forget that this is TNA, though. So what we think should happen, what would make sense, probably not going to happen.
Yeah. And sometimes that's a good thing, but mostly it isn't.
Yeah, TNA, they don't have the WWE's option of... We can just throw our knockouts or divas match in between like two of our bigger matches because their knockout matches are sometimes better than some of their other guy matches.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the match itself wasn't bad. It was just boring. It's just the same thing. They kept doing the same thing. Stinger splash, fucking scorpion death lock, all this stuff. It was just predictable and anyway, eventually Magnus won. He made him tap out with that clover leaf.
About time.
But at that point, I don't think anyone cared. So.
Right. So, I mean, I guess that just leaves us with the big match of the night for TNA, which was AJ Punk versus Triple H Bully Ray.
That's not even... he doesn't even deserve to be on Punk's level. I love AJ, but that storyline isn't Punk and Vince McMahon, and or Punk and Triple H, whatever you want to compare it to.
Okay.
At all. This match was a match. It was.
I would hope it was a
very
match.
Disappointing to me because I've been waiting for this match for months. I knew AJ was going to win the Bound for Glory series. My favorite wrestler was going to win it. And he was going to win the world title. And you know what? By the end of that match, I did not care that Styles won the championship again. I did not care. And that's hard for me. Like, I'm a huge TNA fan, and I did not care that he won the title again after, what, 4 years?
Okay.
Has it been that long?
Really, it has.
Good lord.
4 or 5 years. If someone in the chat can correct me, I'm pretty sure that's... It's been 4 or 5 years since he's had the title. And 2009 was the last time he had a reign.
Jesus Christ. And no one seemed to give a shit about it, huh?
No, they... The crowd did. I just didn't care. Like, at that point, it was... Whatever. Because they had everyone, every man and his dog, bloody interfere in this match. Oh, that's Garrett Bischoff. Oh, look, it's Mr. Frickin' Mike Knox. Oh, Dixie Carter's coming out. Great. Taz is in this match now. He's got a bloody blade or whatever the hell he did. handed Bully Ray a blade.
You still there with us?
I think we might have lost him.
Oh, Jake. Did we lose you, buddy?
Might want to check. It's like, bring out the phone.
Yep. Shit.
Did you lose Jake?
I don't know what happened to Jake. You still with us, buddy?
Jake! We lost Jake!
Yeah, it looks like we might have lost him.
Well, we were at the end of the TNA thing anyway, so if he calls back, we can get him back on for a second, but we need to move on.
Yeah. I think we're,
Mark Jones has a boomerang hit Jake's internet.
Oh! All right. Wow.
Well, Jake, it was fun having you on.
Thanks for coming on, sir. We appreciate it, even though we couldn't understand half what you said. Not because he's Australian, but because he was talking about TNA, and it's like, you know, speaking Greek.
Exactly. All right. So, done with TNA. I guess it's time to jump on our show. Unless you guys got anything else you want to hear?
Nope, let's do this shit.
All right, let's go. Start that timer, bitch. All right. Yes, the hour starts now. What the fuck are we thinking? 37 minutes down, and we're just now starting the fucking show.
All right, whatever.
This is going to blow. All right, fellas, another Monday down, another Monday Night Raw to go. All right, so Monday Night Raw from our own backyards of
St. Louis, Missouri.
Woo. For October 14th.
Yes.
That none of us were able to go see.
I know.
I had to work and didn't get off in time to go, so.
And I worked until late.
And I didn't have money. So, you know how that works out. All right.
You know, I'm not a big fan of going to Raw live, though.
It's not as fun.
I don't mind going to pay-per-view events live so much, but I don't like going to Raw live.
You know, last time I went to a Raw, this didn't seem like as big of a deal, but nowadays it does.
Okay.
Whatever happened to actually doing stuff that I could see in front of my own eyes out in the fucking ring or on the stage? When you go to a Monday Night Raw, you're watching TV but half of the time.
Because half the stuff's happening backstage anyway.
Exactly.
They have gotten away from that a bit more over the last couple of years, but it's still, I know what you're saying.
It's like when, remember when they used to have that little stage set up off to the side, and like Jesse Ventura would have someone come out and they'd stand on that stage and interview him right there, right out. Yeah, whatever happened to that? Or the barbershop, you know? I know they have TV and stuff like that, but not nearly as much as we used to have the barbershop. And
the Geritron 5000.
Yes. So, that's my gripe. Anyways, so Monday Night Raw kicks off with...
You know what? I think we're going to cover Raw a little bit differently, because we spend a lot of time covering Raw half the time.
Okay.
And I'd really like to try to do something a little bit different.
Okay.
Okay.
So why don't we just talk about what we liked about Raw?
Okay. What we liked about Monday Night Raw. Let me take the lead on this one here. Hold on.
All right.
If you don't mind. If I can here. Why don't you guys take the reins real quick while I get my stuff taken care of here?
Go for it, Adrian.
Alright, so what I actually liked about Raw is I actually liked the beat the clock scenario that they ran with CM Punk and Ryback. Where Ryback had his match against R-Truth, and Punk had his match against Curtis Axel.
It was good. I liked the match between
R-Truth and Ryback.
Yes, when R-Truth got outside the ring and started running around.
Yeah, like he would just slide back in the ring to restart the count, and
that was hilarious. Let's see. Now I'm reading the chat. I'm sorry. I'm just now. Jake. The reason we lost Jake is because he just shot himself. Couldn't take TNA anymore. Mark Jones says a boomerang hit his internet. Leonard Taylor says a didgeridoo just lost connection. And it was not my phone, Jake. It is an Australian screw job. It might have been Hugh Jackman. And so yeah. Then I'll throw it out there. Hey, Richard, we want you to do the Hell in a Cell post show. We want you on the entire show with us from start to finish.
Yep.
Sound good? Good. Okay. So continue, Adrian.
All right. So, but the first half of this match is like R-Truth just like basically running around the ring and like sliding back in, getting the count restarted. And then Paul even finally gets him to stop for a second and he gets plowed. But then they all go on to still have a pretty decent match here for a little bit. R-Truth gets some offense in, but eventually it's caught by the Shell Shock and loses.
Yes. And what was it? 4 minutes and 11? 5 minutes?
No, it was like 6 minutes and...
I don't think it...
Or was it 5 minutes and like 59 seconds or something like that?
It was something like that. Possibly.
But then Punk had his match with Michael McGillicuddy, which...
544
is what it was?
544. And here's the thing. If Ryback set the clock and Punk couldn't beat it, they picked the stipulation. If Punk won, he got to pick the stipulation. And they let it know ahead of time what their stipulation was going to be. 2-on-1 handicap match.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Alright, so Punk and McGillicuddy have a decent match, and it's alright for the most part. Payman's trying to get McGillicuddy to just beat out the clock, don't take too many chances. McGillicuddy's like, I want to win because that's my drive. And eventually McGillicuddy makes a mistake, and it costs him the match with like 7 seconds left.
Isn't that always how it works? You just
usually make
one mistake, and then you're fucked.
So CM Punk gets to make the stipulation.
And what stipulation did he pick?
Well, he liked Paul Heyman's handicap match idea, so he made it CM Punk versus Ryback and Paul Heyman, but he also put it inside Hell in a Cell.
Ooh. Thank God they're giving us 2 Hell in a Cell matches.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty happy about that.
I'm not a big Skip Sheffield fan, but hey, I'll take care of it. Yeah, I'll take it. All right, my turn. Is that all you had?
Yeah, that was mine. We're
just covering 1 point?
Pretty much.
Okay, here's mine. You ready?
Chris Masters?
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nothing different. Oh, Gold Dust. Never mind.
You fucking Whoa. Idiot. Chris Masters, do you remember him being on Raw last week, Heath?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Raw last
week. Do you think we... You came over to my house
and... No, he didn't. He wasn't here. No, he bailed on us to go Did eat he? Bob Evans or some shit.
Oh, that's right. Anyway. The reason I'm playing this...
Yeah, I got him mixed up.
This would be... Gold Dust.
Yes.
You know what? Yes, Richard is right. You have a vagina! You have a vagina! That's a Hall of Famer, you have a vagina coming straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like I need to do this. I have to restart it at this point because Heath fucked it up.
Okay.
Bad juju. Anyway. Hey, Adrian. You're a smart man. Ask me why I'm playing this.
Why are you playing this, Jason?
Because we got new tag team champions on Monday Night Raw.
Goldust?
Goldust and Cody Rhodes? No.
Oh.
Hold on.
Don't hit me with
that. You're going to hear something good here.
Don't hear... Ow! God damn it.
That's what happens.
We'll be lost.
Looks like Zeus bailed on us. He probably fell asleep again.
Probably so.
Anyway, okay. But yes, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, the Rhodes brothers, win the tag team gold against the Shield.
Right.
Now, isn't it funny? We were just talking on our show not even 24 hours before that, that, oh yeah, they're bound to lose him soon. I just can't see him holding on to it much longer. And then what happens the next night?
They lose him.
Yeah.
That's another thing I liked about this.
It was a good match.
It was a great match.
I'll take it. Goldust still has it.
Good.
You missed it. You know. It is what it is. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
One thing I want to add on is that the WWE didn't actually forget about the Uso thing either. They had a backstage comment thing that was on apparently the app or something, that the Usos were upset that they got passed over and deserved their still have their number one title match coming up.
Well, from what I understand, they might actually be concentrating on their tag team division again.
It kind of looks that way.
I'll take it.
After years of ignoring it, it's finally taken a back seat to everything else again, finally.
Well, we'll wait and see, but...
It's getting to that point, though.
You know who I'm hoping we could see as tag team champ soon, though, don't you?
Who's that? Who's that, Jason?
Yep.
Yeah!
And here we go. That's who I want to see as our tag team champions.
Me too.
I like the primetime players. Anyway, ooh, God, no, Jake. No, Jake, Jake, no, no. We don't want Tongues of Funk as tag team champions.
No, we don't.
Who was it? Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd maybe are going to be packaged up. I'm trying to think of who the hell else I read that they're going to put in a tag team. But that's why they were talking about Xavier Woods.
Okay.
They're getting ready to pull him up on the main roster and possibly team him up with somebody. So, you know.
Xavier Woods would be a good choice. I actually like that.
I wish I could remember who the hell I read.
It was kind of weird seeing him as the choice for the person that was starting the Big Show rehiring movement.
Well, that's because he's the next guy on NXT that's ready right now.
Okay.
So it's not like they just drew out of a hat. They're like, you know, this guy's ready. Let's give him a shot. Not who I want to see still, but I'll take it.
Who are you wanting to see?
Cassius Ohno?
Actually, I think a lot of people agree with that. I think Sami Zayn's not too far from that either, though.
That I don't know who that is.
He's really good. Okay. He wrestled under the mask of El Generico.
Oh, my God. Read Blue Wizard's post. Do the stereotypical black guy dance. Mm. Here you go. Just so you can dance a little bit more.
There you go. That's for you, Leonard Taylor.
Yes. And he's in his house. Don't forget to cock your hat sideways.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. Anyway. All right. Now, to the guy that didn't watch wrestling.
Yes.
You have nothing, right? You've been reading Lords of Pain while we were sitting there.
I know. And it's like, you know, I'm looking
honestly,
at
to be honest with you,
and it's like, holy shit, they have.
That was about all that was good about Raw.
You know, I got one more thing I want to throw out there. We usually do our what stinks. I'm going to do what doesn't stink.
Okay.
Are you guys ready for this one?
Sure.
Sure.
Here's what doesn't stink. I want to give a hats off to the WWE and all of the superstars for the breast cancer thing.
It is pretty good. I actually enjoy it.
Every single person, every single wrestler, including like Orton and shit, pink.
Gotcha.
Goldust doesn't have any have a t-shirt right now, but he's wearing pink gloves. Like the handful of people that don't have it are The Shield.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? I thought there was one other person we saw Monday night that didn't have.
I'll try to remember, but I don't remember right now.
No, Orton wasn't actually wearing pink, but he's got one of his rated RKO.
His shirt.
His RKO Viper shirt with pink. It's black and it's got pink. Man,
the Viper's pink on it, right?
It was awesome. That's a badass shirt, actually. But I just want to give a hats off to them. Good job doing that. I mean, I just...
So, golf clap WWE.
Yes. Okay.
He had pink on his shirt.
Yeah. Because they're supporting breast cancer, Jake. What the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Yeah, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah. Unless your name is Jake, then you're like, oh, no.
Australians love cancer.
Yeah, ain't that right? So you got nothing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over the Lords of Pain side, and the hugest part that they covered, of course, was the very final match, you know, in regards to the tag teams.
Yeah.
I mean, ungodly huge.
Hey,
I mean, this is like several paragraphs long, huge.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian.
Yeah.
One important thing. How did the Shield lose the titles Monday night?
They got knocked the fuck out by the Big Show.
Yes, they did. It was awesome.
Yeah, actually, I kind of like where they're going with this Big Show thing. I'm assuming it's going to lead to a match probably at Survivor Series. Because I don't think they're going to get the match for that on...
Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Really? Because they only have three matches so far.
Well, I know, but you figure, A, we're going to get a match that's going to be made between the Shield and Cody Rhodes, and maybe the Usos in a triangle tag team title match.
Yeah.
I would think that you're going to probably see... actually, I want to talk about this one right now.
What?
What happened on SmackDown?
What happened on SmackDown?
This is my favorite thing that happened this week.
Okay.
Big E Langston has a match with CM Punk.
Okay.
Pretty decent match.
Yeah.
But he loses.
Okay.
After the match, Paul Heyman comes out, and he's like, oh, wow, congratulations on beating some, like, rookie fresh out of NXT CM Punk, but next week you're going to be in a real monster with Ryback, not a, like... fresh rookie, and like was just running down Big E. So they come down to start beating down to beat down Punk, but Big E gets back in there with Punk and looks at Punk and then looks at Curtis Axel and just lays out Curtis Axel.
Nice. Didn't we call that last week too?
Yeah, we did. I was hoping that...
just checking. And how do you get a guy over? Have him help CM Punk against Paul Heyman. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good rub for him for sure.
Yeah, why not?
And then, like, he was shouting at the Heyman guys, do I look like a rookie now? And
yeah. Do you think, with them putting more emphasis on the tag team division? Never mind. I'm going to say, just forget I said that. We got a second coming up that I need to save something for.
Okay.
And then, the other big thing, Daniel Bryan loses to Alberto Del Rio via countout.
That is correct. Yeah, because they make it look like Orton's going to attack Bree backstage or...
Yeah. Yeah. Did we ever get any closure?
I was actually saving that for something else.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Anything else we got? Is there anything else worth the DM?
Not really, but I think we're going to end up seeing, like I said, Big E Langston versus Michael McGillicuddy for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
I think we'll get to see...
Oh, the Cesaro swing got hit on Brodus Clay.
Yeah, that actually I thought it was Tensai.
Was it Tensai? Yeah, it was Tensai.
I think it was Tensai.
Yeah.
Which, it was the weakest Cesaro swing I've seen yet.
Doesn't matter, man. Fucking A-Train is...
He's a big guy. I'm not saying that's faulted, but, I mean, dude, after the impressive one on Kali, that
he
was...
He weighs weak. More than Kali, though.
That, I can see that, and he's more compact, too.
Exactly, so that's a smaller, you know... Okay. We good?
From Raw and stuff? Yeah, I think so.
I got none.
Yeah, I'm looking over everything. It's like, good. Yeah, I think everything got covered.
Hey, fellas, we got a bet to talk about. I really want to talk about this bet now. I really like this bet.
Don't remind me.
Oh, God. So after the slow and painful season we've had, this one started at, what, summer? Right after SummerSlam? At SummerSlam? No, this started the Raw after Money in the Bank. That's when it started. Good God. Finally comes to a close this Sunday at Hell in a Cell. Thank God.
Yeah.
However, this week was great. Because last week I hadn't scored it yet. I was a couple weeks behind and everything.
Yeah.
Looks wonderful. Because after, let's see, last week I scored 19 points. This past week I scored 27 points. The week before that I scored...
Yeah.
Like 18 points.
Yeah.
Adrian didn't do so hot this week. He lost 14 points, and then he only had 7 the week before.
Yeah, it's been a rough 2-week period for me.
Heath is doing pretty bad, too, last couple. So here are the standings after...
Mm-hmm.
Through this past week. Give me 5. Why are we giving him 5? What?
It's a Big E NXT thing.
Oh, is it? Okay. So here's how we look. Team Jizzmopper, 162 points. Better than you've ever done. You were actually leading for a while. For good, about a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, but you
didn't know until recently, actually. That
yeah.
Team Adrian, 179 points. Impressive.
All right.
Team Awesome, 180 points. That's right, fellas. That's right.
You know what? I'm not even concerned.
I'm not either. But you know what Sunday is, don't you?
Hell in a Cell.
And what did we decide that's going to happen at Hell in a Cell?
I think we gave double points for everything.
No. Triple.
Oh, triple points for everything. Yes. That's negatives and my pluses, though.
Yes, Hell in a Cell. That could swing it horribly. It's the first time we've ever done a triple point pay-per-view.
Yep.
I'll take it. I'm not worried. Hey, Adrian, think of it this way. We don't have to finish first.
We just got to not finish in last.
Exactly.
All
right. All right. God, what do we want to do next, fellas?
Well, let's move into the song game.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot to go over how the show works.
Yeah, whatever. We're this far in. Yeah. They can't figure it out now. Well, suck it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's favorite game. That's right. I am now saying it is America's favorite game. We are worldwide. Because Jake's in on it, too, now.
Yes.
Well, not in on it, but... That's right. Ken Jason Heath won himself a shit-free show. Here's how this works. I'm going to play 3 theme musics. If Jason Heath can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show for the next week.
But if he doesn't, well, he gets beat up one worse than Jake at a Australian... I fucking got nothing.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know what that one goes. He gets beat up on worse than Jake at a TNA rally.
Really? TNA rally?
Yeah, who cares?
Hey, Richard, does the other guy have any other guys left playing? Football update. All right. So, Heath, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. You have your one lifeline, and none of these are WCWs.
Okay, so all WWE.
Yes. And go. What in the blue hell was that?
All right, you have a guess of whether I'm taking it then?
Well, hold on. Yes.
All right.
All right, and good, your time is up anyway. All
right.
What is your guess?
My guess is Coco Beware.
Are you locking that in as your final answer?
Yes.
All right, his final answer.
Judges?
Hold on, let's take this to the judges.
Sorry, the answer we were looking for there was the Head Shrinkers.
Yes.
That was the Head Shrinkers?
What? Yeah, that was the Head Shrinkers.
That sounds more like Coco Beware.
No, that's not Coco Beware.
No, it's not.
No, that's the Head Shrinkers, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry
about that. I must say, isn't that from the same era anyway?
Kind of,
yeah.
Well,
Coco Beware had a different song, though.
That was actually when Coco Beware and Owen Hart were teamed up as High Energy. All right. You ready for your next one, Heath?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm giving them extra time just because I like the song.
All right. Yeah.
Go.
What the fuck was that?
You have one lifeline you can ask us. The chat got it, by the way.
I don't even know.
Congratulations, hard for getting it out of the chat.
They didn't guess the Head Shrinkers. That makes you feel any better.
Okay. What?
I will throw this clue to you, Heath. This is one on the house.
It is not the Mounties.
No.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
They were former tag team champions.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot think at all.
Okay, final answer is... The answer we're looking for is the Quebecers.
Wow.
Which one of them...
When the hell did they do that
they
song?
Won, they won... That was always their theme song. As the Quebecers, it was the Mountie. And then...
Raymond Rougeau?
No, it wasn't Raymond. That was Jacques Rougeau.
Was it Jacques Rousseau?
Jacques was the Mountie.
Okay.
And then it was Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Was the other guy. And they beat Owen and Bret Hart at the 1994 Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I think they were tag team champions going into that, actually.
They were.
Yeah. All right, Heath. There's no way in hell you're guessing this one.
I think you might
guess this
one.
This is just for shits and grins.
Yeah. I don't think anyone in the chat's going to get it either. They might. They might surprise me. Holy shit! Oklahoma Jones gets it!
And
so does the Blue Wizard.
Gets it too.
Is it Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
No. No. Well, they all get
the
it.
The chat, I got it across the board.
Yeah.
The answer we were looking for here was...
Two acceptable answers.
Yes. Taka Michinoku or...
Kayentai.
Oh, okay.
We go choppy choppy his pee-pee.
Yes.
And... That's Coco Beware's music.
Oh, okay. Man, was it really that terrible?
Yeah, I'm gotten
it. Yeah. Jeez. I was actually not going to play this just so we could have him use it in another week.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
He's had more than one. It's okay, I promise.
All right, next segment, Jason. What do we got?
I guess. Whee! You didn't do it, dickhead.
No, I didn't.
God, you're a cock. It is time for...
Hang on, wait for it.
What the hell are you doing?
Afro Circus, Afro Circus, polka dot, Afro Circus. All right, I'm done.
All right. It is time for your weekly dose of what stinks. This is basically where we're just going to say, what did we hate about wrestling this week? And I think Adrian wants to go first on this one.
All right, so the Alberto Del Rio versus Daniel Bryan match from Raw.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan's clearly kicking the shit out of Del Rio because Del Rio's not all that great. And we get Orton backstage locking himself in the training room with the Bella Twins.
Okay.
So Daniel Bryan flips out and has to leave his match because apparently Orton's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants backstage.
Why not?
Because being the face of the company gives you the okay to try to, like, vandalize women.
Pretty much.
And poop in their bags.
Poop in their bags?
Do you not remember Orton doing that or getting in trouble for that back in the day?
No, I can't say I do.
Yeah, that was a big thing. One of the women people from the talent Diva Talent Search, whatever it was that they had,
mm-hmm.
like, Orton apparently took a shit in her bag.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Randy Classy Orton right there.
And he's from St. Louis. Damn.
I don't claim him. He's St. Louis. That's what that dude
said. Ah, come on. I can't say, you know, I blame him much on that one. I really don't. You got one, Heath?
You know, I looked over it, and I was having a hard time finding anything to really say bad.
Which means he didn't do his homework for the show.
Of course he didn't.
So, that's okay, Heath. It really
is. My what stinks for this week is also Heath.
Yes.
And Jake Mullins.
Hey.
For his TNA coverage, it was horrible.
It was awesome to have someone with some TNA coverage on the
it
show.
It was, alright, fine.
It's just making us go a lot later than I wanted
to. But he said that I was his what stinks in the chat, so fuck him.
That's why I booted up the music, because we got a special what stinks from the audience. Jake Mullins. His what stinks for the week is you, Adrian.
I know. There's okay. actually a few more we got in here, too, though, so.
I know. Let's see, Mark Jones says the contract signing on Impact.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Did not watch it.
Dixie Carter on the mic at the end of the week. I know what you mean.
Oh, no. You know what? No. No, I...
You not going to give that one any credit there, Jake. You're a dick.
I draw the line at some things, and this is one. He says Captain America. You know what I have to say to you about hating Captain America? Yes, I agree with Blue Wizard. My what stinks is Jake Mullen and his hatred for Captain America.
Damn straight.
Yes, Captain America.
Yeah, he's just mad because there's no Captain Australia.
Why would you want to be Captain Australia? That would suck.
Nobody would. Exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
They have a Captain Australia, and his name is Paul Hogan.
Crocodile Dundee.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Ain't that right? Something like that? Something like that, I don't know. Anyway, I guess I should come up with the what stinks, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it means you should.
I was hoping to say that anymore. I don't know if the chat's going to have any more.
Wow, the chat is laying into about Captain America 2. He's just mad because Captain Australia is a kangaroo with a boomerang.
What?
That's Splinter Taylor. That's the Blue Wizard right there.
Oh my god. Our Bomb Hall of Famer, Leonard Taylor.
It's like the newest member of the Our Bomb Hall of Fame.
Yes. You know, I guess the only thing I would have for my what stinks that I can think of off the top of my head. Fandango and Santino Marella.
Dang.
Because when they showed the match on TV, they completely skipped Fandango's entrance.
Oh yeah, that was crappy.
They're going to show us Santino's, but they're not going to show us Fandango's. I wanted to know if we still Fandango in St. Louis, goddammit.
Goddammit, I was upset about that.
It's retarded.
Can we get the music now? We need it for the chat.
We do need it for the chat. They want to hear it? Did they say they wanted to hear it?
Well, I'm in the chat, and I'm about to say I want to hear it, so yeah.
Okay, well, go and say it. Okay, hold on. Hey, we got a special request from the chat. Mark Jones, I would have to say Iron Man. More important than Cap.
Not really. I mean,
Yeah. What was the whole premise of the Avengers? They were fucking with Stark Tower. Take Tony Stark out of that, boom, you have no movie.
Alright. But I understand what you're saying about the movie, but as far as like the Avengers of the team, Cap's the backbone of the team, man. That's, you know.
No.
He's the moral compass.
You ready to put a bolt through your head yet?
I did a long time ago.
All right. We can move on.
Okay, you got nothing? Did you find something?
Of course he didn't. He's a dick.
Please.
It's a good thing I don't pay him.
Yeah, I know.
Although, I gotta tell you, though, in regards to Fandango, though, the fact that here he was, you know, he was supposed to be one of these big things in, you know, WWE. They kept hyping him. Now he's just jobbing, if you think about it.
Dude, he beat Santino on Raw Monday.
I know, but still.
He's not jobbing. Wait, what
is he going against? He's going against Santino Marella, which is basically become a jobber.
What did you say to Jake that pissed him off?
He was mad because I said Captain America was the moral compass of the Avengers.
Oh, okay. So what's your what stinks? Fandango?
Yeah, they're making it out to that Fandango's kind of like a jobber now.
I don't see that at all.
I don't either. I got a better what stinks for you, Heath.
Your perspective on life.
No, there's one more. There's one more really shitty thing.
Yeah, your shit.
No.
That is true, too. All right.
That's
what are you getting,
anyway,
what are you getting to over there?
There is one more thing. What was the next match on the card?
Well, the next match on the card was...
This is a fucking softball.
The Los Matadores.
There you go. You could use that. I wasn't taking that, so you could take that.
I haven't even watched a single match by the Los Matadores.
Oh, my God, you haven't?
No.
Oh, son of a bitch, we got to fix this.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
They're terrible. Yes, they are terrible. Okay, I think we're going to move on, fellas. You guys ready to move on? Because I'm ready to move on.
All right.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker.
It's time for our weekly dose of Can You Dig It, Sucker. All right. Really? You're going to post Can You Dig It's from the American people in the live chat?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Dying over here. Oh my god, I hope Cap shoves that shield up your ass.
It's Blue Wizard to Jake.
Because Captain America and his gay shield can suck my dick.
Wow.
And then Richard says he has more talent than Jesse from Big Brother.
That might be true.
It could be. I still want to see some of his... If there's anyone that by any chance is listening and can find any matches that has Mr. Richard, I'd like to see him. Alright. So here's my Can You Dig It? And it's going to go right against what Richard says. So let me throw mine out there first.
Okay.
Can You Dig It, fuckers? We are going to have a tag team again of Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston.
I can't dig it.
What?
I can't. I'm sorry. I think Big E is moving away from Dolph Ziggler. And there's been enough separation there where I don't think they're going to get back together. I think that bromance is over.
I'm sorry. I can't dig it either.
I mean,
y'all are killing me.
How are we killing you? I mean, think about it. How long has it been since they've actually been together as a team? A
few months.
Yeah, in wrestling terms, that's like practically a year.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Richards better. I can dig his of Big E winning the IC title.
I couldn't really dig my own either. I was just throwing something out there. It's okay.
Alright.
Yeah, I can dig his better than I can my own, actually. New Intercontinental Champion.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, go for it.
I would love to see that. Let's get it off of McGillicuddy. I was okay with him at first, but now I don't want McGillicuddy with the title.
Yeah, so. Even you're back to calling him Michael McGillicuddy.
I kind of am, yeah. So, can you dig it? Let's see. Jakey says, can you dig this? He feels like he's trapped in an alley with a switchblade surrounded by 10 guys trying to mug him.
I actually can dig that.
Yeah, I can dig that too. I think we can get an unanimous can you dig it.
Yeah.
What else we got in there? Anything? AJ Styles being the last TNA champion. I think I can dig that.
I don't think I can dig that. I don't think TNA's going away yet.
Vince is going to buy him. Watch it. Can you dig it? Vince McMahon will buy TNA within the next 6 months.
Six months?
Yes, within the next 6 months.
Jason, you're an asshole, by the way.
Why?
You can't be just throwing out multiple ones when I haven't got to do mine yet.
You haven't done one yet?
I haven't.
I haven't even done one.
Oh, well, shit. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, because mine actually was.
Oh, never mind.
Can you dig this?
Okay, let me. Okay.
Vince McMahon or Shane McMahon will buy TNA within the next 6 months.
I think I can dig that.
I'd rather see Shane do it, but yeah.
Because Shane McMahon would not be doing anything at all. Like, with the WWE, because he has nothing to do with it right now.
Yeah.
Vince doesn't care about TNA at all. TNA is never going away. It's here forever. What's the point in buying TNA? That's all from our Australian correspondent. Well, the point, as Adrian pointed out, would be their video library.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how good their video library is. The WWE has now amassed the largest video library of wrestling ever. And to add TNA to a network when they're getting ready to come out with a network would make a lot of sense because that's just more programming.
You could do a complete like career DVD on Sting.
Yeah.
Or Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Or the Dudleys.
Yeah. I mean, you could get a full Bully Ray
DVD.
Just him. It would start in ECW, go to WWE, and then go to TNA.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Dixie will never sell TNA. Did you really think that Vince was going to be able to buy a WCW back in the day? No.
But he did.
He did it. All right, Heath. You got one?
Can you dig it? We shall see. Not, of course, you know, the upcoming pay-per-view. But the following pay-per-view.
Survivor Series.
The Los Matadors fighting for...
Oh, fuck that. You don't even have to finish your sentence. Absolutely not.
I want to hear the end of this. Let's hear it.
They're going to fight whoever is the current tag team champion at that time.
I can dig it. I'm digging it.
I'm failing you just for bringing that to this table. God. Wow. My head hurts just from that one right there. That's all it took. No, absolutely not. The only time the Los Matadors would be getting a tag team time would be on a Monday Night Raw, so that way Cody Rhodes and Goldust can go over on them.
Yeah. I can't take my own either.
I was going to say, how...
I was just throwing it out there. I mean, really throwing it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got any more?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much all. Okay. Hey, we want to talk about something else, fellas.
What do you want to talk
about? If I had a news flash thing here, I would play it, but I don't have... Breaking news!
Alright.
So, we're going to start a new segment on the show.
Alright.
Me and Adrian talked about this a little bit.
Okay.
There's a website out there.
Okay.
And it's fucking funny as hell.
Alright.
What is this website?
It's called kayfabenews.com.
Okay.
Now, the reason I bring this up is because this website is just bullshit headlines. They make stuff up.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now, yes. What they brought up, what they made up one day, not too long ago.
Oh, that one's great. TNA fan accidentally orders X-rated Bound for Glory Hole.
Wow.
Now, the reason I bring this up, scroll down a little bit, Adrian. You see this wrestling headline right there?
Yes, I do.
It says...
Would you like me to read it?
Go ahead, Adrian. Or Heath.
All right. So the headline reads, Eddie Guerrero returns after 8 years of, quote-unquote, playing possum.
That's right. Professional wrestler Eddie Guerrero, widely believed to have passed away in 2005, reemerged this week to reveal that he has been cunningly playing possum all along. Viva la raza! Guerrero proclaimed at a press conference this morning, looking a little older but still in fantastic shape and endearingly mischievous. I told you I always lie, cheat, and steal. Guerrero did, however, admit he may have oversold the whole not being alive thing, but it was worth it just to see the look on people's faces when he returned. Vintage Guerrero, exclaimed Michael Cole. Former WWE champion, the former WWE announced his intention to return to the ring at Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, where he intends to attack fellow Mexican Alberto Del Rio for kissing his wife Vicky and for general gimmick infringement. Okay, so as outlandish and outrageous as this story is,
it even says at the bottom of the story, KFAB News sincerely wishes this story would come true.
Okay, so again, as outlandish as this story is.
Okay.
There were actually people that thought that this was a real story.
Even with that very last line.
Uh-huh. They really thought that this was real. And then when they found out it was fake, people started sending them emails. How dare you do this and blah, blah, blah. I can't believe you went that far with it.
What?
Hey, wait, shit you not.
Wade Barrett's been repackaged as El Torito.
That was going to be my next story. I was going to go. New weekly segment we're going to try to do. We're going to at least get one or two of these stories each week because they're fucking hilarious.
That sounds good.
You know, why not?
Jakey says he has a backstage role.
No. No, Jeff Jarrett. So they were asking what Jeff Jarrett did with the company.
Oh, okay.
Wow. TNA fan accidentally orders X-rated Bound for Glory Hole pay-per-view. In a failed attempt to order tonight's total non-stop action pay-per-view Bound for Glory, wrestling fan Robert Ward of Tampa accidentally paid $19.95 for a newly released pornographic film Bound for Glory Hole. Ward was immediately confused when the film began playing since he knew the wrestling pay-per-view was not scheduled to start till 8 p.m. Eastern. His confusion subsided for a moment when he saw a trashy-looking, large-breasted woman appear on screen, who he assumed was TNA Knockout ODB.
Wow.
After a few minutes of graphic pornographic action, in which male participants offered their aroused members to females waiting on the other side of the partition equipped with a quote-unquote glory hole, Ward finally realized his mistake. He kept watching, however, since it was better than anything TNA has done in years. Ward, now satisfied and sleepy, figures he'll just illegally stream TNA's Bound for Glory pay-per-view later.
My favorite one for the week is The Godfather was injured in a hoe train derailment.
Wow.
For former professional wrestler and escort service mogul, The Godfather is in critical condition after a disastrous derailment of the hoe train. Numerous hoes were strewn about the countryside after the hoe train went off the rails just outside of Las Vegas. Hazardous materials experts are on the scene because the hoe train is believed to have spilled hoes carrying communicable diseases such as syphilis, gonorrhea, and herpes, as well as dangerous levels of skankiness. The Godfather has reportedly refused conventional medical treatment for his injuries and insisted that he be seen by a voodoo witch doctor named Papa Shango. Early reports indicate that the Godfather was at the helm of the hoe train when its derailment, when it derailed, a fedora looked with a green feather just spinning out of the ram for at the controls, meaning he could be charged with criminal negligence if he has proven it to be at fault. The Godfather's ability to competently drive a Ho train has been in question for years, given that he has repeatedly admitted that the task ain't easy.
The Wyatt family upgraded to a flashlight recently.
Wow.
So, yeah. That was great.
Mark Jones wants to know if Vince could use the Dragon Ball to bring Eddie Guerrero back to life.
I have no clue what that means.
And the Blue Wizard corrected him and saying, no, you can't bring someone back from the dead twice.
No.
WCW killed his career before WWE. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck the whole train. This show derailed.
I'm thinking so. Oh, God. Adrian, reach in your sack. Tell me what you feel. What you can pull out of your sack, please.
I feel a couple of nuts.
A couple of nuts?
Wait, that's the live chat. Hang on.
Oh. Oh, God. Wow.
What do we got?
Alright. So, we only have one question in the mail sack here this week.
Okay.
Alright.
With Hogan's departure from TNA, do you think of him ending the streak of The Undertaker at WrestleMania or being Vince's guy for a four-way match at WrestleMania? I can't see Hulk Hogan getting back in the ring ever at this point.
No.
And to go against Undertaker? Yeah, no.
Would we probably mark out? Yeah.
I would not want to see Hogan be the one to end the streak, though.
No, God, no. If they weren't going to let Punk do it at this past year, there's no way in hell I would want to see anyone else do it. I can't say I would want to see it. Could I see him being Vince's guy? If Hogan had to wrestle? Okay.
He doesn't have the money.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But ever since I saw the little Hulkamaniac in that video, I don't ever want to see Hulk Hogan in the ring again. The porno that Bubba the Love Sponge secretly recorded of Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge's wife hooked up.
Yeah.
And it was on a hidden camera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the chick, Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, or whoever the hell she was, is hot.
But the fact that it was Hogan. It was
the fact that we had to see Hogan naked to see her naked was kind of.
Yeah.
Get out the Listerine.
It was scary. Well, we got anything coming in from live chat that we want to talk about?
Let's see here.
Doesn't
look like it.
How do I not know about DBZ?
Oh, hang on a second.
Because I don't want to offend too many people, but I don't care because I'm married and I have sex on a regular basis and I don't have time for many cartoons at all and it just doesn't seem worth my time.
Okay.
But yeah. You at least know of it in general, right?
No.
A bit.
No.
Not even. Wow.
No. Have never. No.
Oh, wow.
The only cartoon.
You know
like
what, Jason? Let's just stop before you offend anybody and let's just move on to Mr. Science Question.
The only type of cartoons I watched like that was like when my daughter. She's like 3 or 4. She watched Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
That's really all I watched. Okay. We have a question from the chat room. Holy shit.
His question was, if anyone were to buy TNA, who would it be and would... And what would be the first thing that person would do?
Again, I think it would be Shane McMahon.
Okay.
First thing he would do, fire Vince Russo.
I can be on board with that. Who would I like to see it be, or who do I think would do it?
Wow, this is what Jake said to me. You just went from being a total dick to absolute dick muncher to me with that cartoon comment.
Well, and Mr. Lern Taylor says he watches Dragon Ball Z and he's married, and I know that's true.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jakey? If you were from the Northern Hemisphere, maybe I would care. You know, Blue Wizard, I'm just going to throw this question out there to you. Who the fuck is that on your avatar? Because, well, she's in the thong, and the small picture I can see is hot. If you can find a bigger picture, please blow that up.
Oh, I got that right here.
Oh, never mind. Adrian's going to take it. Hold on. Damn! You can almost see her breastises.
Okay. Now, this question was, I would like to see, if I had a choice, I would like to see Paul Heyman buy TNA to legitimately compete with the WWE.
Okay.
And what would be his first thing to do?
I think the first thing he would do is probably also get rid of Vince Russo and take over creative on his own.
Can't say it's a bad idea. Can't say that's a horrible idea.
That's Mia Yim. She was a former Classics Angel, if I do remember. Because I remember looking at those pictures.
I don't know where that one came from. I'm just like, holy shit. We haven't had Blue Wizard in the chat for so long, and I forgot, you know?
Well, Jackie's saying,
oh, shit.
Yeah, Jackie's saying Russo hasn't been in TNA for 2 years.
Well, that tells you how long we've been paying attention to TNA. Moving on.
Maybe Byron Bischoff.
Whoever's... I think Paul Heyman would love the chance of firing Bischoff, actually. That would be...
Okay, just to clarify, I believe both Adrian and Jason's point is whoever is in charge of creative needs to be fired.
Absolutely.
Well, I honestly thought it was still Vince Russo.
Eh, who cares?
I didn't know.
It's TNA, and I will never give a fuck. There we are.
I can't say I would never give a fuck, because if it gets bought, I would care.
Okay, at this point, TNA as is, I would never give a fuck.
Okay. Yes, that's kind of what we're saying, is whoever is in charge of creative was...
Yes.
All right, Heath, what would you...
I would want it to be Shane McMahon. I mean, honestly, I think it'd be kind of nice to see him back in the wrestling spotlight in some way, shape, or form. But, yeah, I gotta agree. Whoever's in charge of creative, get rid of them. Because, I mean, even I have not been interested in even wanting to try to watch it
ooh,
at all.
Ooh, ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
I'd like to stick my finger through her hole. Oh, my God.
Okay, quit busting that over there.
Hmm. All right, well, that's our show, fellas. I'll be back.
All right.
Anyway, we had another question somewhere, didn't we?
Yes. Leonard Taylor says... if ROH had TNA's TV spot, do you think they would
have
the ratings?
Absolutely.
Oh, no question about it. ROH is... I've actually watched the local ROH show, and I enjoy that more than I watch TNA, like, TNA on Impact. Impact's horrible.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching the ROA weekly, like, hour program that's on, like, local television. It has better production than TNA.
I don't know about better production, but I think it's just a better product.
It is a better product.
So, you know, all right.
Pretty much wraps that one up.
Unless Heath wants to. Well, yeah, he doesn't even watch TNA. He doesn't even know what the hell ROH is.
So it's well, it stands for Ring of Honor. That's all I know.
Holy shit.
But like I said, that's all I know.
Okay. I believe. Oh, there's another link. There's another link. Click on the link. I miss Glitterfist links.
Oh, these are pictures of somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Jake doesn't appreciate the TNA bashing, and nobody else cares.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Leonard Taylor. I believe we had an assignment, didn't we, Adrian?
We did.
Okay, what was our assignment from last week?
The assignment I gave you two ass clowns was to pick a superstar or superstars that is not currently at their full potential and change something about them that would help them get them more over with the fans or like a better heel spot or more. What do you think would improve them?
All right. First off, click on Jakey's link because I'm scared to know what it is, but I got to see what it is. Oh, it's just them. Yeah. So he's going a little bit gray. Why not?
Wow, he looks old.
He does look old. Did you see that?
I didn't see that well.
Oh, click on it. Let him see that picture.
Which one is he? I can tell Vince.
Shane is this guy here.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He really needs to dye his hair.
Yeah.
Badly. Yeah.
Okay. So, here's mine I'm going to throw out there.
Okay.
I threw mine out there last week.
You said you were going to do Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
All right.
I really dug him at first.
All right.
I dug his music because, well, it just sounds cool as hell.
But he's awesome in the three-man band.
We're the three-man band. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got good music. I've used this as creator wrestler theme on a couple of the games and stuff. I like it. And so he started out as the chosen one by Vince McMahon.
Okay.
Yes, I do remember
that. So he still Jeff Jarrett's gimmick.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But he's not Jeff Jarrett. He's better than Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
Jeff Jarrett's in TNA. We got to rip on TNA, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boo, okay. TNA sucks.
Yes. So anyway. So he's doing his thing, and then his girlfriend at the time was, correct me if I'm wrong, Tiffany? Is that who it was, one of the divas? You don't remember, Heath, but it's okay. And so she got some shit backstage, and it essentially what had happened, she got some shit backstage, and he had Heat on him to, you need to break up with her, and he didn't break up with her, so they buried him, and they threw him in the three-man band. Here's what I would do, okay? Why don't we have another pipe bomb? Let's just have Drew McIntyre go out there and just rip on Vince McMahon. And just be like, you know what? You did this to me. You did that to me. You didn't see my potential. Blah, blah, blah. And then just have him go say, you know what? I'm done talking. I'm going to start talking by actions. And just go find Vince and just beat the shit out of Vince McMahon. Why not?
What are we looking up here?
Yeah, what are we looking
at? I'm setting something up here. Give me a second.
Okay.
Go and keep talking.
Okay. That's going to... You know, it's playing...
On my computer that we can hear, I know.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah. What do you think about that?
Let's go for it.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I don't see why it would be... You need to click the link there, Adrian. Isn't that what you want? You want to put the link there? It would work. I don't see, you know. So there you go. Are you? Come on. Okay. When are you guys?
I was waiting to see if Heath was going to take over.
You got one?
Because he was given this assignment last week, and he said, "Oh, I'll have it done for sure. No problem. I understand this."
It was kind of a bad week for me.
So you're saying you didn't do it?
No.
Jason.
Yes, the film music.
No, wrong button.
That'll work anyway.
Play them both at the same time now.
I don't know if I can do that.
Do it.
Okay, hold on. You have a vagina! Okay, there's one. Okay, now let's see if I can get it. There we go.
Kind of worked. All right.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
So you really don't? You got nothing?
I was thinking, it's like, you know, somebody I had thought of was Christian.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
what would you do with Christian?
other than gratifying orally?
That just, wow, that sounded way wrong.
What would you do with him, Heath, huh? I know you're going to use a mop on him. Show him the stains it leaves.
Help me.
Come on.
God. But it feels like, you know, ever since the whole cutting of the hair and got the really kind of yellow skin, if you look at it.
He kind of is a little Oompa Loompa-like.
Yeah, he's not looking healthy.
And, you know, it's not even the cutting of the hair. It's when he left to go to TNA. Because he was over in WWE, and then he went to TNA. They killed his career.
I mean, if he were just to get that edge back the way he used to be. I mean, hell, even bring in Edge.
Okay.
Have him be his manager.
All right. Okay. Maybe.
I think that could work, maybe.
But they had an Edge storyline with Christian a few years ago, and it didn't
instead
work.
Of like having it be like a thing, actually have Edge be like a true mentor, like actually like coach him through things. Yeah, that would be
All right, I think that could work.
Okay,
I mean, really try to get that kick-ass attitude back again, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so mine is, I took Biggie Langston and Wade Barrett.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Not going to work right now, just letting you know.
What?
So it's not going to work right now, just because they've already turned Big E heel, or face.
It actually could work with that going on, too.
Okay.
So, you have, like, them just kind of, like, as a backstage thing, kind of just randomly meet up backstage. Then, as they're, like, talking about stuff, like, hey, you know what, you're really kicking the shit out of somebody. Yeah, they're a big pain in the ass. They come across a card table backstage.
Okay.
And so they just sit down and start playing cards. Well, then they realize after they're sitting there playing cards for a few minutes that they look over at the door that's in there, and it's the old APA set.
Okay.
So, somebody, let's just say Santino.
Okay.
Comes into the... He was like, thank God you guys have reopened. I am so grateful to see you. Because apparently Santino is now Arabic.
Okay. All right.
And he's like, I need your help. I need someone to help protect me and make sure that the shield doesn't get me or something. The real Americans, because they're after me. Okay. So Wade Barrett and Biggie Langston get paid by Santino to go out to the ring and help protect him. And, like, they, like, ambush and beat down Jack Swagger so, like, he can pick up the victory over Cesaro or somebody like that.
So, Barrett and Big E is the new...
APA.
Okay, funny. Yes.
And they both have, like, finishers and moves similar to that. Think about it. Farouk had the Dominator. Big E has the Big Ending. Barrett has that vicious elbow. Clothesline from Hell, similar. You can do things with this.
I think so. I think it could work.
It could be an interesting thing to happen if they were to do it.
But like the shield comes down to beat somebody down, but they're like, protection. And then you see like the APA music hits, and out comes Barrett and Big E.
Hmm. Possibly.
Hold on here. I'm just saying.
You listening to this WWE creative? You might want to take some, you know, notes.
I wish I had.
This could be something that could work.
Yeah, I don't care about the timer right now.
Yes, I know.
Okay, time's up. Go to the
yes,
show.
Time's up. Yay, we won.
I don't have the APA music. God damn it. And I can't remember whose music they used. Like, who would have been Les Thunder? Maybe JBL. I don't know.
The APA is their own. Was their own? It'd be under Farouk. Farouk, if you still have that.
Would it be under Farouk?
It could be Farouk's music.
Oh, here we go.
Possibly.
Here we go. You ready for this?
Yes.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yep.
Maybe not with the I'll be damned, but... Oh, yeah, no, that's what we're saying, Leonard. They would have the door. It would be the exact same set as it was.
Exactly. Like, they'd have the same set. Like, they would just stumble across it backstage somehow.
It was just set up for some reason. Just to see if they could remember how to set it up. Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, right, God.
Well, pretty much wraps up what we had to talk about this week.
I think so. And it's late, so... Yeah, I'm good with that. Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
All right, I'm going to do this real quickly.
Okay.
Tuesday night, 8, 7 Central. You got Fans Talk Wrestling, FPW Podcast.
Okay.
Wednesday at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. You have Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Klasick, and Sean Brown. Oh. And there's articles on the website and cool stuff written by Paul Jordan.
And hold on. We got one other thing we can't rush here. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to send this out to a special someone today.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you going to do?
We just want to send a special happy birthday out to Sean Big Daddy Brown.
They actually had Hogan call in on the show and do the same thing for him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we had the same hookup. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess so. So, yes, Sean Brown. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, happy birthday, Sean Brown.
Yes. Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Oh, next Sunday, also tune in at
about fuck yeah.
6 Eastern, or I'm sorry, 7 Eastern, 6 Central.
Yes.
For the Hell in a Cell pre-show.
Yes, Hell in a Cell pre-show. It'll be myself and...
Me.
Yeah, me.
As we cover me, Big A.
Yes.
As we cover...
Hopefully more matches than just the three.
Yeah. We were going to do a pre-show, but we did our pick 'em. But we, you know, we're just going to save that for the pre-show because there's only three matches booked right now.
Yeah, and we'll get Heat's picks, you know.
Yeah, you can find time to do them.
Yeah. And Yeah, there's shit on the website and everything like that. Hey, Adrian, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
They can send us an email at thearbomb@gmail.com or message us on Facebook. I don't even feel like telling people to go fuck off. I'm tired.
Okay. Also,
if you're Australian, you can still go fuck yourself.
I'm not going to argue with that. Well, if you're from Australia and your name is Jake Mullen, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we like that other Australian guy. We put him in the Hall of Fame.
That's their views, not mine.
Yes, join, and then after the pay-per-view next week, probably about 11:15 Eastern, 10:15 Central, that's us again, the Hour Bomb, with myself, the Big Adrian Masters, and the Jizz Mopper, Jason Heath. And hopefully, the first ever TWR Hall of Famer, Mr. Richard 269.
Yes.
That's
hopefully,
right.
Hopefully he'll be on here.
So tune in post Ellen Shell for the live chat.
Yes.
Join us here.
Yes. You can also find us on iTunes. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Also review us. Speaking of reviews, real quick, I do have a pulled up later.
Okay, you have the review now?
Yes.
You have to read it?
It is worthy of being read. All
right.
This is from Leonard Taylor, a.k.a. Blue Wizard, posted on October 16th. I love this show. The chemistry between the hosts is genuine. Thank you. And you can tell they are truly passionate about the content on the show. It's a good mix between great wrestling insight and racist, sexist, and slanderous fun. Truly a joy to listen to each week. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to listen next week.
Great job on that review there.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
We definitely appreciate it.
So we hope you all get to come out after Hell in a Cell next week.
And have a good time. And
until then.
No, we're not done yet.
Why can't we be done?
Because I got all the shit I gotta go through. Well,
fucking hurry the fuck up.
Anyway, find us on iTunes, hit that subscribe button.
But Heath was slow.
Give us a review. If you review us, we might have special treats for you. Don't know yet.
Yeah, we can't induct everybody that gives us a review into the Hall of Fame. That was a 1 week only thing.
Shut up. We'll tell them we can, but it's gotta go through the voting committee, remember?
Oh yeah, voting committee. That's
yes.
Me. And I fail.
No, your nomination committee.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, find us on iTunes. Let's see. Choose an email. Oh, you message us on Facebook and the TWR forums. And now I think we're done. I don't think I have anything else. The song this week, though, from The Big Loser this week, finally.
Yeah, that was
Adrian. Me. What's our song going to be this week, Adrian?
Our song this week is going to be the Fandango theme for 3.5 minutes.
I'm going to 86 that one because I'm on here for 3.5 minutes.
Oh.
You don't remember what the hell it was?
No.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
You picked Cody Rhodes, Smoke Him Here. So we will...
I was just going to torture Heath with it for 3 minutes, you know?
Well, he's going to take off his headset if we do that.
Yes, exactly.
So, anyway. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbertson. Adios, motherfuckers.
Until then...
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
This is the Big A, Adrian Masters, signing off.
No, you quit this bitch, remember?
No, I'm not this week. I'm done.
All right, and the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Our Bomb.
Adios, motherfuckers!
I can. Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll cheer as you go down. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking. Is more, but with you, the stupid never understand. Empty words you said so much without a plan.
Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll cheer as you go down. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors.